I'm Ted O'Farrell, and this is The Daily Thread, helping you find the thread of God's presence in your everyday life. Why is it important to pray? Can you tell me, does prayer really work? Is there a special formula for prayer? How can I move the hand of God in my prayers? Does it matter? First of all, let me assure you, prayer matters. It is a spiritual weapon for every person to use, wield, and participate in. The Apostle Paul told the Ephesian believers, "Finally, be strong in the Lord and in His mighty power," Ephesians 6:10. Then, in verse 18 says, "And pray in the Spirit on all occasions with all kinds of prayers and requests. With this in mind, be alert and always keep on praying for all the Lord's people." Prayer is a privilege for the believer because it's God's weapon that He gave us to use to communicate with Him, to use to cover all the Lord's people, to use to ask God to do His work His way for His glory, to use to stay in fellowship with God in the Spirit. A.W. Tozer said, "Prayer is the most sacred occupation a person could engage in. Prayer involves our whole being. It engages the mind, the heart, the will, the emotions, our body, our spirit, and soul. We enter into God's presence and we are able to seek God and commune with Him, all because of what Jesus did for us on the cross. What a wonderful Savior is Jesus." Prayer is a tool for God's will to be accomplished on earth as it is in heaven. God will shape and mold the one who prays as they enter in, seeking God's face, turning from their sin, asking in faith, desiring only God. The person who does this will become and continue on as God's prayer warrior. Are you God's prayer warrior? Are you wielding the weapon of prayer as you put on the whole armor of God? Are you lifting up in prayer your fellow believers in the Lord? I'm reminded of several verses that help me in praying to God. 2 Chronicles 7:14 states, "If my people who are called by my name humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and heal their land." Matthew 7, verses 7 through 8 says, "Ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and it will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives, and the one who seeks finds, and to the one who knocks, it will be opened." Romans 8:26 through 27 says, "In the same way, the Spirit helps us in our weakness. We do not know what we ought to pray for, but the Spirit Himself intercedes for us through wordless groans. And He who searches our hearts knows the mind of the Spirit, because the Spirit intercedes for God's people in accordance with the will of God." Philippians 4, verses 6 and 7 says, "Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God, and the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus." God desires for His children to pray. We are to seek His face, turn from sin, ask God in faith. Even when we don't know what to pray for, we are to pray. His Spirit will help us and intercede for us. We are to bring our requests to the Lord with a thankful heart consistently. Christ will guard our hearts and we will experience the peace of God. Imagine experiencing the peace of God as a result of your praying. So, the next time you are tempted to not pray, step up to the plate. Do pray. God will hear and listen and answer according to His good will. I'm thankful that He does. Dear Father, thank You for the wonderful tool of prayer that You gave us. Help us to pray to You always. Help us to commune with You in the throne room by Your Spirit, praising You, petitioning You, receiving Your forgiveness, and letting Your Spirit work in and through us for Your glory. Amen. The Daily Thread is a podcast from Zephyr Hills Alliance Church. To learn more about the ministries of our church, find us on Facebook or on our website, ZACCMA.com.